Maharishi, a few days ago you mentioned that if 1% of a population would meditate, harmony would overcome the entire population and overcome all negativity. I wonder if you could explain the mechanics of how this would happen.
From where we get 1%? That's the question, yes? The thing is that thought in the subtle state is very powerful. You know, if you hit someone with this, it might hurt him. But if you excite the atom of it, go to the subtle part and excite the atom. So the hurt from the atom will be million times, billion times more than the hurt from the gross. Yeah? Because the subtle fields of creation are more energetic, more powerful. And the comparison between the gross and the subtle, almost no comparison. Like that, the thought on the ordinary thinking level has certain power. But thought at its source, in the subtle region, when the mind is transcending, it has million times more power, much greater power. Now, when a man is worried, miserable, unhappy, suffering, stressed, strained in life, what he is doing is, no matter what he thinks, but through his thought, he is emitting influence of stress and strain and suffering. Cries go out and touch every field of creation because he is suffering, no matter what he is thinking. So from a suffering man, from every thought, speech and action is emitting influence of suffering, stress and strain. And hardly there are men in the world who could claim they are happy, harmonious, peaceful. Hardly. Maybe a few. But almost the whole population is full of stress and strain and suffering, anxieties and worries. This miserable situation has been for so long in the world that life is defined in terms of struggle. Life is a struggle, they say. Life is a struggle. Life is not a struggle. Life is bliss. But inability to live the real nature of life, which is bliss consciousness, inability to live integration of life, integration of inner spiritual and outer material values, inability to live fullness of life is the basis of all weakness and struggle and strife and suffering. Through transcendental meditation, it's very easy to take the mind to inner being, which is bliss consciousness, pure consciousness, and come out much happier in life, more energetic, more intelligent, spontaneously. The whole path is natural. So inwards we go natural, outwards we come natural. The natural effect is that the life is more energetic, more intelligent, more happy. On all levels, these three things particularly, happiness, energy and intelligence. Integration of life. As we meditate, it is our experience. When the mantra becomes very fine and very fine and very fine, very fine, the power is much greater in the subtler fields. So, and in the subtler fields, happiness is greater, peace is greater, you have experienced as the mantra goes down, where the mind goes deeper into meditation, the whole body begins to settle down. Deep relaxation. The functioning of the whole nervous system slows down. The whole nervous system gets such complete rest, hundreds of times more deeper rest than we get even in deep sleep. Such deep rest to the nervous system. As the mind settles down, the power of thought keeps on increasing until the power becomes infinite energy in the transcendental area. So the mantra, we know, is a sound which suits the individual and produces harmonious effect. This harmonious effect of the mantra is million times more when it is in the subtle state. So even if the mind gets to that subtle state for a moment, in that one moment it has created million times more powerful influence of harmony than one can create an influence of disharmony and suffering from the thinking level. The people in the world who are not meditating, through their thought, speech and action, they are emitting influence of suffering and unhappiness, stress and strain, worries, automatically. They don't mean to influence the surroundings with suffering, but the radiations do go of suffering. 99% population of the world emitting influence of disharmony and unhappiness and suffering, stress and strain from the ordinary conscious thinking level. 24 hours. 99% population emitting wrong influence, negative influence, 24 hours. 1% of the population meditating for half an hour in the morning and half an hour in the evening. During that half an hour period, spreading tremendously powerful influence of harmony from the deepest level of consciousness. From the deepest level of consciousness, the influence of happiness and harmony in the atmosphere will be million times more than a man could project suffering from the conscious thinking level. It's just like the hitting from the flower and the hitting from the atom. Million, billion times more powerful influence. From this knowledge, we say, even if 1% of population could meditate half an hour morning and evening, the influence of harmony and peace in the atmosphere will be so great that it will counteract the influence of disharmony and stress and strain which the people emit from their thought, speech and action throughout the day. Even much less than 1%, but it's easy to say 1% instead of saying 0.5%. It's a very great hope for the world.
If thinking at the subtler levels of thought is more powerful, don't negative thoughts during the unwinding process have a more powerful negative effect? I hope not. Please explain.
And that is the reason why quickly we shift back to the positive mantra and go. We don't stay on that negative thought. We just come to the positive and go. That's the reason, huh? Our technique is such that even if it's an unwinding of some stress, we quietly come to the mantra and go back. Finished. We don't remain in the negative. That is the trick. That's right. Right, just right.
In obtaining cosmic consciousness, is this a gradual process that slowly happens, or can it be a sudden experience that can happen at any time? Whether it be gradual or sudden, will we be aware of the experience when it happens, and if not, how long will it take to become aware of it?
It don't take very long. See, when the cloth starts dipping in the color, then one day it's going to be fast. The color is going to be fast. But if it does not dip, if we keep on doing something and something, thinking about God or some such things, but don't gain that pure transcendental consciousness, then it might take any long time. But when even for a moment the mind starts dipping into the transcendent and coming out and dipping into the transcendent, then this pure consciousness is surely going to be permanent someday, and it's not going to take long time. There are thousands of people in the world today. It's such a joy to know that, which have come out with a good degree of infusion of pure consciousness in their daily routine. Maybe 80%, 90% of cosmic consciousness. Thousands of people. And it is a gradual process. When it becomes 100%, then it is a sudden thing. But even a good degree of its infusion, say 80% of cosmic consciousness, means now 80% of pure consciousness of transcendental nature has been infused along with waking consciousness. So we live 100% waking state of consciousness and 80% pure transcendental consciousness. So, and after every diving and action in the world, two things are necessary: meditation and action. Meditation and action. For the cloth to be dipped in color and should be put to the sun so that the color fades away, and keep on coloring it and allowing the color to fade away. Both processes are necessary. So meditation and action, and meditation and action. Both. And half an hour of meditation and 12 hours of action. This is a proportion. 5 minutes in the bank and full day in the market. 5 minutes in the bank and full day in the market. This is the proportion to enjoy the wealth, the bank, in the market. So half an hour of meditation, 12 hours of action. This process repeated for some time and pure consciousness becomes permanent. It is a gradual process, but because the transcendental meditation is a direct way to gain pure consciousness, this gradual process of gaining cosmic consciousness does not take long time. Does not take long time. And we are speeding up the process of developing cosmic consciousness by such courses.
Maharishi, my question is that if the mind reaches a state where being exists more or less continuously in these subtle states, and if one contacts those subtle states in meditation, does that more or less serve the same purpose as going into the full transcendent? In other words, if one is existing in a very subtle state in which being is infused, does that also act to infuse being into the entire nature the same as total transcendence?
Yeah, yeah. Only that in the total transcendental area, the nervous system is totally resting. That's the difference.
Well, and the second part of that would be, as one comes to experience that in the subtle states, does the experience of total transcendence become less frequent? No.
Becomes more frequent.
Okay.
Because that process which brings the mind from gross to the subtle, it doesn't stop at subtle. In the same stroke, it keeps going, and gets to the transcendent.
Okay, and one other simple question. Since the asanas make one's body feel so comfortable and light, would it perhaps be a good idea during this period to do them just before going to bed? Is that all right? No.
No. While going to bed, we just easily slip into sleep.
When we're in a group meditation type of thing, it seems like we've got good vibrations going. Like, you know, we're all kind of aware that we're filling Squaw Valley with really good vibes, you know. I'm wondering what effect a group vibration sort of thing can have on a physical level, like on a layman's type of thing. I don't know much about seances, but on a seance type of thing, they have...
What is a seance?
Well, I don't know. I'm speaking out of pure ignorance, but where they have a group type of thing where they use vibrations to, you know, to lift things up or whatever they do in seances, I don't know. I'm wondering if on a transcendental meditation type of group vibration we can do anything of a physical sort, like break glass, although we wouldn't want to break glass, you know. If there's, I just wish you'd talk about vibrations generally.
We strengthen the life of the window glasses by our meditation. The physical influence that we spread around is more life supporting. These beams will last longer in the meditating home. Window glasses will not be broken. Life-supporting influence. Hmm?
Hmm? Thank you. Maharishi, I'm a cartoonist, and since I started meditating, I have found that my creativity has been altered in fairly radical ways. At one point, you offered to speak on art and spontaneous creativity. I wonder if you would do that now.
Spontaneous creativity will be maximum if the individual intelligence is in tune with cosmic intelligence. Hmm? Look at the creativity of the cosmic intelligence. So much of variety in creation, and so much of design in creation, and so much of dignity and love, and all various designs, colors. Such fascinating universe in all its systematic pattern. So, that is the infinite creativity, the creativity of the Creator, of the cosmic intelligence is infinite. So the way to increase the creativity is to befriend that. Be in tune with the creative intelligence. Creative intelligence is maximum in the Creator of the cosmos. that is cosmic intelligence. What do we do in meditation? Every inward stroke of meditation brings the individual intelligence in tune with cosmic intelligence very, very directly. Not only in tune with, not only that the individual intelligence shakes hand with cosmic intelligence, no. The individual intelligence becomes cosmic intelligence in the transcendental awareness.
But Maharishi, creativity is a sort of subjective type of intelligence.
Right.
Everybody in different ways. Would you comment on that? Why my creativity through my meditation would not be the same as someone else's through meditation? Our products that we produce would be different.
The product will be different because the whole nervous system is different. Nervous system is different. The thing is, one nervous system, the other nervous system, these two nervous systems are like two reflectors. Maybe water and oil, and the same sun is shining. The reflection on water is different from the reflection on oil. Maybe the reflection on oil meets the value of the sun around. And maybe the reflection of the water meets the value of the sun around. But on oil, the sun is shining differently, on water, differently. So even though the same sun is supporting both, but this is a reflection on oil, this is a reflection. Reflection on yellow water, on green water, red water. The same sun is giving life to these reflections, but one is red, green, yellow. Same intelligence. Two persons, two artists, both meditating, both gaining cosmic intelligence, and when they come out as individual. He is an individual and he is an individual. Individual means in time and space, located within the boundaries of his karma. Located within the boundary of his karma. Taste is different, tendency is different. Therefore, the designs may be different. But what is important is that the individual displays maximum creative intelligence, and this will be when the individual is in tune with cosmic intelligence. And if he could always remain in tune with cosmic intelligence, his creativity will be fantastic, very great.
One more question,
Maharishi. A legend in India says someone got angry on the creator and he said, no, I'm going to create my own world, don't want your world. There are so many discrepancies in it and people are suffering and they are this and they are this. And then there was a committee of gods in the heavens, what is going to happen? In the meantime, he already started to manufacture. And his first creation was, which later on became coconut. There are eyes and nose and the whole thing, and the beard, and a dry coconut. You have seen a dry coconut? With this and with a little beard in it. So eventually all the angels flew on to him, said, don't do it, because after all the creator will be insulted. He said, And he was very furious on the creator. He said, I'll create my own world. And then later on he said, all right, let him enjoy his world. I don't want to bother. That is creative intelligence. Could challenge the creator. Creative intelligence, that is real display of creative intelligence. If one doesn't like the creator, could challenge him. And then the creator moves on to save his life somehow, to save his prestige and all that. That's creative intelligence, infinite value of creative intelligence.
One more thing that Maharishi, like I said, I'm a cartoonist, and as such, my work is based largely on humor. This also has been very much altered since I started meditating.
Oh, yes. It should be like that. Spontaneously, it must be like that. And how about your competitors?
Excuse me?
Your competitors, other cartoonists.
I don't have any competitors.
See, it's good to rise above everyone. Right. Very good to hear such development.